So, if you will repeat after me, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
keep pouring out of me.
Keep pouring out of me.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
And they're seeing now.
They're seeing now.
Your presence in me.
Your presence in me.
Flowing out to those.
Flowing out to those.
That you have chosen for me.
That you have chosen for me.
To minister to.
To minister to.
My ears are hearing you.
My ears are hearing you.
And my heart is really releasing you.
And my heart is really releasing you.
Into every area.
Into every area.
That you bring me to.
That you bring me to.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I really am hearing.
I really am hearing.
I am able to speak.
I am able to speak.
And I'm watching the words of life.
And I am watching the words of life.
Coming out of me.
Coming out of me.
Changing my surroundings.
Changing my surroundings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We're ready for the word.
We are ready for the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
If you saw me digging a little bit, it's because I was looking for my copy of The Roots of the Seven Spirits. And just to refresh, the seven spirits of the Lord were, let's say, focusing something new on me, because we all know that the Lord does talk, okay? He Amen. Does speak, okay? Yes. But there are different aspects of the Lord.
Yes.
The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and of course, the spirit of the Lord himself, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, in the past 2 weeks, I've been crying out for something that I had not perceived before. In one of my corners of failure, I was quite upset with myself. Okay? When I fail, I don't like it. I don't like to watch the results. I don't like the anger that I see because I didn't catch it. The problem is I was trusting in me. When I'm trusting in me, he's left in the dust because I'm still flowing with me. With him on my case, he said, why don't you ask me for the spirit of self-control? Well, I said, yeah. He said, I said, but I don't see that in, you know, spirit of self-control is not here. He said, the spirit of counsel and might. I said, oh, you will make me mighty if I ask for the spirit of self-control. Well, that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
That's really going to be a new corner that I haven't seen before. How come you didn't tell me before? Because you wouldn't have heard it.
There you go. Amen.
Oh, another one of those blind spots.
Sure.
You know, I feel sometimes like the horse, you know, when they have those things on each side. It's because they won't get distracted. You know, and, you know, you've got to have those barriers on both sides so you'll stay focused.
Yes.
So anyway, I said, okay, but this is no fun, Lord. He said, you're not catching on. I said, well, what's the word that you're going to confirm this in? So this has been going on for 2 weeks now, okay? And so I said, okay, August 14th, and that's at 2:17 a.m. in the morning. That's when we're having this discussion. There's no activity going on. The house is nice and quiet.
There you go.
Okay? No storm clouds. So, I heard Philippians chapter 2. So I said, okay. And he said, verse 13. Now, I've got my NIV, and it says, It is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Oh. So I read it again. I wrote it down. It is God who works in Kim to will and to act according to his good purpose. Ooh. Then, of course, he puts a little frosting on it, and he says, do everything without complaining. Well, I'm getting better at that. I'm still not successful on every corner. Or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God. Without faults. In a crooked and depraved generation. Ouch. In which you shine like stars in the universe. As you hold out the word of life, etc., it goes on. So this morning he said, I want you to look at the Amplified. So bear with me. Philippians 2:13. Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you. He said, I want you to change you to Kim. So I read it again. Not in your own strength, Kim, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in Kim. Energizing and creating in you the power and desire. Whoa! Self-control is part of that.
Sure it is.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. You can't get any clearer. Mm-hmm. So the refrigerator loses a voice. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because it has all these nice fancy things in there. The bar room doesn't bother you. Right? Did you notice? I mean, even the movies are not going to be so attractive. Why? Because there's an energy coming from heaven to control what you're going to do or what you may have wanted or did before.
Amen.
To alleviate pressure.
That's right. Amen.
To alleviate rejection, etc., etc. You fill in the blanks. Because I'll tell you, this can change you. And this is the word I believe he wanted me to give to you today. Because it's not all about what I'm going through. It's about what we, corporately, as the body of Christ, is being prepared to do.
Amen.
Okay? Now, creating in you the power and desire, both to will and to work, for his good pleasure.
Yes.
It's not about me getting pleasure. It's about for his good pleasure.
That's right.
And satisfaction and delight. Do I get any ouches in there?
Ouch. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. So, do all things without grumbling.
Yes.
14. Mm-hmm. And fault finding. For that'll give you a nice new day.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And complaining.
And arguing.
And of course, in the parentheses is against God. See, we all have a tendency, if it wasn't for God, you know, causing me to have all these things in me. No, it's maybe the darkness that's been ruling you.
Absolutely.
That now you can see because he's got the lights on.
Amen.
Amen.
Questioning and doubting among ourselves. Questioning and doubting. Questioning. Why do we question? Why do we doubt? It's because we're playing God. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a few opinions about what happened to me and why it happened to me and blah, 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 and a whole pile of excuses.
Yes.
Which is what we talked about last Sunday. Okay? Leviathan, the prince and king of pride. He wants me to defend myself. He wants me to be on the authority level. and say, oh, okay, God, why did you do this and why did you do that? And all the time, Satan is having his little field day, and he gets away with whatever he can.
That's right.
And then you blame yourself because you didn't have self-control.
Yep. Right.
Well, guess what? Self-control is something you can ask for, and the spirit of self-control will actually go to work because you've asked for it. You don't ask, you don't
receive.
Why? Because you're on your own.
Right. You can handle it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Pridefulness. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, guess who you're talking to?
See?
I don't want to say you and my are fools, but there's a lot of fools around.
Yeah.
Okay?
Amen.
Verse 15, that you may show yourself to be blameless. That's kind of cool. And guileless, innocent, and uncontaminated. Ooh, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely cool.
Yeah.
Amen.
Children of God without blemish, faultless, unrebukable. Ho-ho!
Yes.
Wow.
That's so,
that's in the midst of a crooked and wicked generation. This is ouch, ouch. Did you notice?
Oh, yeah.
Spiritually perverted and perversed, among whom you are seen as a bright light. Mm. Well, Joe, you are a bright light.
Amen.
Did you hear that, darling?
I did.
Okay. Well, Peggy, you know, and I know, that that light went all the way to register. Rochester. And it registered. They're going to be changed because of what you did.
Yes.
And same thing with you. And I could go on and on.
Yep.
Okay?
Amen.
Among whom you are seen as a bright light, stars or beacons shining out clearly in the dark world. Holding out to it an offering to all men, the word of life, so that in the days of Christ, I may have something of which exultantly to rejoice and glory in, that I did not run my race in vain or spend my labor to no purpose. Even if my life's blood must be poured out as a libation on the sacrificial offering of your faith into God, still, I am glad to do it and congratulate you on all on your share, as your share in it. And you also, in like manner, be glad and congratulate me on my share in it. But I hope and trust in the Lord soon to send Timothy to you, so that I may also be encouraged and cheered by learning news of you. And then he brags about his spiritual son. For I have no one like him, no one of so kindred a spirit, who will be so genuinely interested in your welfare and devoted to your interest. For others all seek to advance their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So the purpose is to lift up the Lord, let them see Jesus in you and I, and then to go forward in obedience.
Amen.
Amen.
Watching Holy Spirit during these past few weeks and watching him releasing a new grace in me to see some of the, let's say, negative choices that would pop up and then be able to say, my focus is not on that anymore. You know, It's trying, it's attempting, but I had the ability to say no. And more quickly, without a war in my brain. You know what about war in your brain?
Yes, sir.
You know, you're sitting down, you're watching the news, you've had a nice dinner, you're full, and all of a sudden you've got visions of a dessert. Okay? Or two desserts. And, you know, I'm not blaming dessert. Dessert's not the issue.
No.
It's the thoughts. And saying no as your legs are walking towards the fridge. All right? Getting whatever to satisfy, because you're not hungry. You just had supper.
Yes.
Okay? So now you're wondering how come you got 3 extra pounds and why you got them. Well, yes, it's self-control.
That's right.
Oh, well, that's a sneaky word because it says self in there. So obviously, it's got to be me that controls me.
Amen.
Now, Holy Ghost is saying, uh-uh. It's a spirit of self-control.
Right. Amen.
Oh.
Not out of control.
No. It's a spirit of self-control that helps you.
Yes.
Okay, now, are you ready?
You got to rebuke him.
Huh?
Kick him in his butt.
Well, what I'm trying to make you aware of is the demonic kingdom runs with spirits of every form of lust.
Yes.
Every form of desire.
Yes.
Okay? And we call them spirits on that side of the fence. We don't see the angelic spirits waiting to be activated by your mouth.
Yes. Amen.
Oh. James chapter 3. Your mouth will declare.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so now for 2.5 weeks, I've been saying thank you for the spirit of self-control.
Yes.
And guess what? He's on the job and I am getting free because I'm getting the results.
Yeah.
Why?
Yes.
Because I obeyed the revelation of the word. Self-control is not about you controlling yourself. That's deception. Because you're not able to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Romans 7 says, the very thing I don't want to do, what do? I end up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Yeah.
But the spirit of self-control is now changing you because you're not relying on you.
Right.
You're relying on Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and his helpers. And obviously the spirit of might.
Yes.
And power to change me.
Amen.
I haven't been successful for years. Why? Because I was depending on
self.
And when you're trusting in self, he's related to the foolish people.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay?
He who has a lawyer for...
So I said, Lord, this is cool. He said, yes. But you could have had it a long time ago. Oh, now crying over spilt milk. What good is that going to do? Accuse myself. What good is that going to do? It's only going to bring what? Depression,
yes.
Hopelessness, yes. Lies, and deceptions.
Yes.
So, I want you to lift your hand to the Lord. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
I release myself to you.
I release myself to you.
Because self is guilty of a lot of stuff.
Because self is guilty of a lot of stuff.
But right now, I'm relying on Holy Spirit.
I am relying on Holy Spirit.
And the spirit of self-control,
is
welcome to operate.
Is welcome to operate.
And do the surgery that's needed.
And do the surgery that's needed.
And to empower me.
And to empower me.
So that through the spirit of might, I will be able.
I will be able
to see by Holy Ghost power.
To see by Holy Ghost
a drastic change in my thinking.
A drastic change in my thinking.
And a drastic change in my walk with you, Lord.
And a drastic change in my walk with you, Lord.
Where all these different lusts.
Where all these different lusts
are being overwhelmed.
Are being overwhelmed
by grace upon grace upon grace.
By grace. grace upon grace.
That's for me.
That is for me.
And I'm receiving it by faith.
And I'm receiving it by faith.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Are we going higher?
Yes, we are. Amen.
So, you know, I could go on. I think you got the message.
Yes.
I think there's enough scripture here to put the enemy on the run.
Yes.
And if you keep the enemy on the run, you will be empowered by the one who's been waiting in the sidelines saying, when is he going to ask? When is she going to bow? When is he or she going to release something to me that I can help and do?
Yes.
Because you can't do it on
your own.
Even if it's called self-control.
That's right.
Even if it's called self-control.
Amen.
What a deceptive word that is.
Yes. Yep.
Okay? Would you look at your neighbor and say, you're off the hook?
You're off the hook.
You're off the hook. You're off the hook.
Thank you.
Yes. There you go.
I did the finger.
The Holy Ghost is on the job today.
Yes, he is. Praise you, Holy Ghost.
And, you know, it's very deceptive when you start listening to what the darkness would like you to believe. Mm. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Okay? And I know we could go to Luke 4 and so on and so forth. I don't want to go there right now. I want to make sure that you realize Jesus is our example. He declared that it was the Spirit of the Lord that was on him that took him on that 3.5-year journey that got him killed. Okay? If you and I rely on the same Holy Spirit that he relied on, we're going to get identical results.
Sure.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And the depression and the hopelessness that, let's say, the darkness has prepared will not be effective because it's going to bounce back on him. The more you rely on the Holy Spirit, the more the darkness will back off. So, you know, the part that I believe is very capable of going forward is more and more reliance on the Lord.
Amen.
More reliance on his abilities to change us from what we were to what we need to become. And as we faithfully stay focused, when I say faithfully stay focused, which is what Darlene used that laser beam there, that, I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a laser won't miss.
Right.
It hits the spot, and if you fire at the right moment, you're going to get rid of the enemy.
Dead on. Right.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, Holy Spirit is at work in all of us.
Yes.
I believe he's changing us from what we've been. And I like that word transition because I believe we saw some of that at the beginning of July.
Mm-hmm.
Shift.
Mm-hmm.
Something changed. Why? Because I believe that the superior forces are working in this area because of our obedience to what he's called us to do here. He's the one that put us here.
Yes.
He's the one that, you know, desired to have us flow with the original farmer that owned this piece of land.
Mm.
Years ago, I learned that he was a believer. And when the highway was being built in the early 50s, or middle 50s, he prayed a prayer that this property would serve the living Jesus.
Wow.
It would serve to release the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, you may not realize it, but this is the high ground of Chicopee.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so we learned that when we moved here. because Gail was one of them. She had a vision of water towers. And there were several other visions that were brought forth that released a place for us to release the living water. Well, actually, there were two water towers on this property, but I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Okay. We moved here in November, I believe, or latter part of October. I don't remember the details. In the spring, the snow was disappearing, and the Lord asked me to go for a walk. So I went in the back, and I'm looking to see where to walk, because I don't know. And I see a little footpath, looked like a little cow pasture, you know, going into the woods in the back. So I go in, I follow the little path, so I presume somebody had been, you know. And what do I find? But the cement that was there and the pads for the water towers that were torn down.
Oh.
Both of them. Mm. Wow. I mean, the anointing was all over me.
Nice.
I said, Lord, this is unbelievable. They won't believe me.
We believe.
But they did. I'm lying that, you know, those moments that you live when you had the visions that came to you months and months before, and now you're actually walking where the water towers were.
That's awesome.
You know, all there is the evidence is, okay, they were here because you can see the footpads where, you know, the pieces of metal were actually bolted to these.
Sure.
And so I said, Lord, you're actually going to flow? He said, yeah. Why do you think the water towers were here? Because the entire city is fed by the water.
That's right.
Now hold on to your seats. The very first day that we had our meeting upstairs, I get in my car after we're done the service, and the Holy Spirit said, put the odometer on zero. So I put the odometer on zero in obedience, and I'm driving home. So I'm going through Ludlow. As I get to right parallel to my house on Springfield Street in Three Rivers, exactly 12 miles. Mm. To the right on,
wow.
12 miles. When Gail and I were in Israel, her and I climbed onto the ducts, the water ducts,
yeah,
that fed Caesarea, right in the city not far from Jerusalem. Her and I went, and it was exactly 12 miles.
Wow.
And that was another vision that came two or three times before we moved here. So you know who cried all the way home? Me. Because again, God was saying, I'm bringing the living water in Three Rivers, which is where you live, and I'm going to bring you 12 miles to release the living water from Three Rivers into Chicopee.
Nice. Praise God.
That doesn't make me special.
Yes.
What it makes me is aware of his plan,
yes,
and what he wanted and why he wanted it.
For his glory. Yep. That's right.
Yep.
And when we first moved to Chicopee, you would not believe what we went through as a church.
Mm.
And there are some here that remember that, and it was not fun.
Wow.
But it was needed.
Mm.
And right now, there's a transition happening. I don't know if you're conscious of it, but there's been a vision that there's a trench that's being dug, and that trench is going to be filled with liquid gold. And it's going to bring a new foundation to the house of prayer. What he's going to do next, I don't know, because I'm not the boss.
That's right.
But what I do know is there's more living water flowing out of Three Rivers now, and wherever you guys are coming from, that can be added to this river of life. Are you ready?
Yes.
Come on. Come on up, kids.